Hello. Welcome. Welcome back, everybody, to a new episode of Velocity. I'm, of course, the one and only, Vail, a.k.a. Quavail, a.k.a. Mr. Velocity. It's kind of strange that, you know, a lot of people, not strange, but it's funny how a lot of people are starting to get, like, kind of the nickname or where the name came from with Velocity and, like, how it stems. But that's not even important right now. Hope you're all doing okay. First podcast episode since, of course, the end of last year. So we're in the new year, 2024, which means a few more months of graduation, which is always great in my opinion. But anyway, today episode, we're going to be focusing a little bit more on some goals, NBA trades. Y'all do know I love basketball. Basketball is my heart and soul, but everybody knows that. And yeah, probably some other stuff after that. But anyway, winter break, man. Winter break was actually it was actually good. It was actually probably one of my best breaks, I'd say, of my high school years. Yeah, I didn't even do nothing. I literally did not do anything over winter break. I just slept, and that was so needed. Maybe it's just the senioritis kicking in, and just, you know, that's just sleep and rest is the only thing that's been on my mind lately. But yeah, that's just been, oh man, it's like the more you get older, the more and more you start to value sleep. And I was 17, boy. Them after school naps started hitting. They turned from an hour to 3 hours, and worse. I slept like every day. Literally, I've had a mini nap every single day before fall break, unless we had a game. But man, that was great. As I touched on a bit, I was 17, hitting the coming. We came back on that Thursday, last Thursday, as of this recording. I turned 18, of course, January 11, 111, baby. You know, my angel numbers, even though I don't believe in that type of stuff, but angel numbers, turned 18. And yeah, just kind of put things in perspective for me. You know, I'm a grown. I can now say that that's been my favorite saying since I've turned 18 is I'm a grown man now. Like, that was the first thing I said to my mom. What else? I've just been saying this to everybody. Me and my friends get in an argument. I hit them with the I'm a grown man now. So it's like you can't tell me what to do. But nah, it's just always been great. Just seeing how many people really knew me. That's like the crazy thing. Just your birthday makes you realize like how many people know you, how many people you know, how many people you close with. Like, people be pulling up pictures that I didn't even know existed of me just out of their pockets. Like, Jordan did it. Drew did it. I don't know how. Me and Andrew, man, we got so many pictures of each other that like you just see and you like, why do you have this? Like, what are you going to do with this photo? But nah, thank you for the birthday wishes, of course. This is a week past due, but thank you for the birthday wishes. But nah, man, it's just a great time. Of course, winter, my favorite time of the year. I know it's very early / late in the year, but I know a lot of people hate winter. It was like 2 the other day, and people just hate it. But in my opinion, I hate the weather was that bad. I don't know if it's because I'm a winter baby and I'm just immune to the weather, but I generally was just not affected by any of it. And in all honesty, it felt good to me. When the sun was out, I was like, it's not that bad. I'm thinking, look, I say it every time we talk about winter. I'm taking this weather over the hundreds, the 97s that we get in the summer. Cause it's literally, that's literally death. That's literally death. Like, no joke. Like, no funny stuff. Like, that's literally death. I remember 1 week, it was, I'll never forget, summer 2022, man. It was 3 weeks where it was straight 97, 98, 100. And they all felt like over 100. That's not safe. That's literally just not safe. That's not optimal weather for anybody. But yeah. But I mean, summer should be good this year. I'm planning on going out of the state of Indiana, probably even the country. I need to get my passport soon and just exploring the world. Start a little early, of course, get some shots. And just all in all, have fun. And yeah, like I said, yeah, have fun and just explore the world, man. That's the main thing. I want to explore the world. I just want to just stay in one place. I want to leave out. But nah, segueing into the next topic, NBA trades, man. It's that season, of course. I know a lot of y'all, or most people that listen to this, aren't big sports heads and big sports fans. So this is your time to tune out. I'll just say that now. It's your time to tune out because this is where my main specialties come into play. But the trade season is here. It's literally here. Of course, trades in February, what? Not 14th, like February 14th, 12th, 13th, around that time of the year. Of course, I want to go over some of them / most of them. I'm going to start off with, of course, the one that I know the best and the one I remember. I'm going to start from the start of the season. We got James Harden and PJ Tucker to the Clippers. And of course, they gave up Nicholas Batum, Marcus Morris, and Robert Covington, and a couple of second rounders, I believe. And that trade, I'm going to grade them. That trade for the Clippers was, it started off as a D. I ain't gonna lie, it started off as a D, but as a Clipper fan, I trust the process. I said it, everybody said it, trust the process. And the process paid off. James Harden is indeed the system. Clippers have looked great. I believe they have the best record post-December. Yeah, I believe they have the best record then. And yeah, they've just been looking great, man. All right, next one slash the most recent one, I'm gonna just do that because this one popped up on my feed first, is Pascal Siakam to the Pacers. And I think that trade it was a decent trade. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think that the Pacers really needed a Pascal Siakam. I think they have enough scoring options on the team. Even then, Tyrese Halliburton made a lot of scoring opportunities for those who did it. A lot of catch and shoots, a lot of, you know, cutters. But Pascal Siakam really does open the floor, I say, with this team. He kind of feels that Domantas Sabonis role that he feels playing a long Miles Turner. But, of course, Pascal Siakam and Domantas is a different player. But I'm interested to see how Pascal works alongside with Miles Turner. Of course, they both can stretch out the floor. So the Pacers should be on a different, I say, a different kind of go from good to great. Even though I do believe they should trade for a wing, I definitely believe that the OG Anunoby trade was more kind of suited for them. And that's who they should have got from the Raptors. But like I said, it's also not a bad trade. Pascal Siakam is no bad defender. He actually did. We all know he did great in the playoffs when they got the championship. And he was crucial, I'd say. Next to Kawhi, he was the most crucial player on that team. But other than that, great player. What next? I might as well go with the OG trade. OG Anunoby and RJ Barrett trade. Yeah, RJ Barrett and OG Anunoby traded for each other and Emmanuel Quickly alongside with them. Overall, I said it was a decent trade. I mean, it wasn't really... I mean, now it looks like a great trade because the Knicks and Raptors have been on a tear since then. I believe, I post this recording, the Knicks, the Raptors literally just blew up the Heat with Jimmy Butler. But I say it was an all right trade. I didn't think that really neither teams really needed to say a player, but hey, RJ Barrett's been playing great, not by Julius Randle, and, you know, Jalen Brunson kind of their third option. And I think that just opened a floor up for Scottie Barnes. Actually, Emmanuel Quigley looks great as a starting point guard, clearly showing that he's not a backup PG. He needs the ball in his hand. And that's really it. Them are two players that really needed the ball in their hands and needed to kind of, that's how they got going. RJ Barrett, of course, his scoring has improved since they left. But, and Emmanuel Quigley been a better playmaker, I'd say. A true point guard now. Kind of, I don't want to say a mini Tyrese Halliburton because it's too early, but he's definitely been a better playmaker overall post rap post trade. And OG Anunoby, they just been great with him. I know he's playing 40 minutes a night under Tom Thibodeau, so it's gonna be really worrying. But OG Anunoby's a very, I say, sturdy player. He's one of the players who don't really miss a lot of games and expected to play like almost every time unless he's like really injured. And yeah, he's overall a good piece. I say I know he had 16 in the first game that they traded for him, but overall, it was all in all a good trade for both teams, I would say. And yeah, me and Isaiah talked about this. Me, Isaiah, and Corey all talked about this at first, but I said it wasn't a game shifting trade. Like nobody on the East is like scared of either team even more now. But at the time, but now it's like, all right, both teams are good, so it's like it's a win win. Neither team lost. Both teams, I say, won. Of course, we have some players still in the trading block. I know the Hawks are looking to trade DeJounte Murray and some other pieces. I think the Hawks really, I honestly don't know what the Hawks need. I feel like the Hawks can really work it out with trading DeJounte Murray. I do think they need to add a better three guard next to him, or not three guard, another three next to him, a good defender, a good shooter, which is, I mean, hindsight, probably easier said than done in the current league, but the one that's consistent and can get things done, that's what they really need right now. Grant Williams would have been great on the Hawks, but obviously, he's on the Mavericks, and the Mavericks have looked decent, to say the least. And all in all, I think they should keep him. Of course, DeJounte Murray has been rumored, and DeJounte Murray, not DeJounte Murray, the Hawks and the Lakers are in talks of trading for DeJounte Murray, but the Lakers want to give up Austin Reeves. The Hawks want Austin Reeves in that trade, because, I mean, DeJounte Murray is no D'Angelo Russell. I mean, you want more than that. Young player, he's a solid two-way defender. So he's definitely somebody you want a lot for, but not, you know, he's no Trae Young at the same time. Like, he's definitely not the DeJounte Murray that we've seen on the Spurs, but his scoring possibilities, he's a good playmaker, good defender, like I said. He's a good all-around threat, I'd say. So he's not somebody you want to take lightly. Of course, Kyle Kuzma always end up in these trade talks. Every year he survives another one somehow. But yeah, Kyle Kuzma getting looked at by the Mavericks and, of course, a couple other teams. Andrew Wiggins on the block. Andrew Wiggins has been on the block ever since they won that championship. I feel like he's definitely rolled up his sleeves, rolled up his shorts, and became a better player overall, but kind of had a little fall off post that championship run. And then Zach LaVine, of course, the Bulls played pretty good without Zach LaVine. So for them, trading him would not be a bad move. Of course, they don't really need him. As they prove, they don't really need him. They play better without him. DeMar DeRozan, and of course, Lonzo Ball soon. They've been saying he's supposed to come back soon, like years ago. But Lonzo Ball rumored to come back soon. Of course, Vucevic and DeMar DeRozan playing some of the best basketball in the past few years. Just looking better for them. And then, yeah. And also, I forgot to touch on not the Lakers, but the Patriots getting Bruce Brown. And things just, the Bruce Brown trade kind of not a little shaky, but I don't, you know, Raptors, I'm wondering what they're going to do with that. Bruce Brown, of course, not a bad player, but kind of wondering what they're going to do with that piece next to and Emmanuel Quickly, Scottie Barnes. That's the main winner here is everybody else in these trades. Scottie Barnes has, of course, looked better. The Clippers have looked better with James Harden, PG, and Kawhi having the most efficient years. Even Russ having an efficient year, to say the least. But yeah, like, them players are the one that's really going to thrive, and not even the players getting traded themselves. Like, even Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson have thrived next to OG and Anobi. But yeah, of course, some more players are looked to be traded, like Lauri Markkanen. But all in all, that's gonna have to be wait till we get there. 13 minutes. I think that's a good stopping point. I think it's a very good stopping point. All-Star break coming up. Of course, Tyrese Haliburton leading the East guards in votes. So he's definitely going to get that spot. He's supposed to come back soon, I believe. He got that, boy, that Pascal Siakam trade hit. That man instantly got healed. But nah, that's going to be all from Velocity. Of course, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this little NBA trade deadline rumors. Next time you hear from me, hopefully the Clippers are still the same team, or we get actually a good center. Not a good center, but a good power forward. Because, man, do they need a better front court, in my opinion. But, hey, always room to improve for every team in the league. But, yeah, that's going to be all for me. Like I said, of course, make sure you look both ways for across the word. And yeah, that's all for me. Get money. Peace. Bye.